A divorce mediator's job is multifaceted. They create a respectful setting for negotiation, provide insights into state divorce laws, help explore settlement options, and facilitate the drafting of an agreement. Their goal is not to make decisions for you, but to help both parties reach decisions together. They stand on neutral ground, focusing on balance and fairness throughout the process. Choosing divorce mediation can be beneficial and a step towards a more positive future post-divorce. If you're ready to engage in a process that encourages collaboration over contention, our Connecticut divorce mediation lawyers at the McConnell Family Law Group can provide quality assistance. Start your journey towards a more harmonious resolution by scheduling a consultation today at 203-541-5520. In divorce mediation, a neutral third party, a mediator, assists divorcing couples in reaching a mutually acceptable agreement on various aspects of their separation, including property division, child custody, child support, and alimony. The mediator does not make decisions for the parties but rather facilitates discussions and helps guide the couple toward a consensus. In Connecticut, divorce mediation is an alternative to the traditional adversarial legal process and is consistent with Connecticut's approach to encourage the amicable resolution of disputes. The state's mediation laws support this non-confrontational method, recognizing that it can minimize the emotional and financial strain on families. Mediation is confidential, less formal than court proceedings, and allows the parties to have more control over the outcomes. It is designed to reduce the emotional and financial strain often associated with divorce litigation by fostering a collaborative environment. Understanding the role of a divorce mediator. In Connecticut, where state statutes and case law govern the laws and procedures of divorce, divorce mediation serves as a way to minimize conflict and promote amicable settlements aligned with legal guidelines. Key responsibilities of a divorce mediator. Within the legal landscape of Connecticut, a divorce mediator shoulders several key responsibilities to facilitate an effective and equitable mediation process. 1. Establish a neutral environment. The mediator's initial task is to create a space where both parties feel respected and heard. This neutral setting is fundamental to a productive dialogue and negotiation. 2. Inform about Connecticut divorce laws. A mediator provides crucial information on Connecticut's divorce statutes and the potential impact of these laws on the party's choices. This legal context helps shape informed decisions. 3. Explore settlement options. The mediator assists the couple in considering various settlement possibilities, delving into the ramifications of each choice. Through this exploration, parties can weigh their decisions against the backdrop of their unique situation. 4. Promote collaborative negotiation. The mediator encourages both individuals to concentrate on their underlying interests, fostering a cooperative atmosphere wherein they can work in concert to devise a mutually satisfactory agreement. 5. Draft or prepare settlement documents. Once an agreement is reached, the mediator may draft a marital settlement agreement or assist in the preparation of other necessary settlement documents. These papers encapsulate the terms of the agreement and are subsequently submitted to the court for final approval. 6. Uphold impartiality. Throughout the mediation process, the mediator is committed to maintaining neutrality. 6. This ensures that the process is fair and balanced, with no partiality toward either party. The key differences between divorce mediation and litigation in Connecticut are: 1. Decision-making power. In mediation, the parties retain control over the outcome of their divorce, while in litigation, a judge makes the final decisions. 2. Cost and time. Mediation is generally less expensive and quicker than litigation due to the reduced need for court appearances and protracted legal battles. 3. Confidentiality. Mediation is a private process, whereas litigation is public, meaning the details of the divorce may become part of the public record. 4. Communication. Mediation encourages open communication and negotiation directly between the parties, while in litigation, communication is often channeled through attorneys and presented in a formal court setting. Divorce mediation with a mediation lawyer. If you choose mediation, you have the option to hire a mediation lawyer or mediation review counsel. This is an attorney who specifically understands the nuances of mediation and can guide you through the process while ensuring your interests are protected. It's crucial to select an attorney who is well-versed in the mediation landscape, as they can provide valuable insights without steering you towards litigation, unless it becomes necessary. Making the choice. The decision between mediation and litigation should be informed by the specifics of your situation, your relationship with your spouse, and your desired outcome. Mediation offers a potentially less adversarial and more collaborative approach, often with the guidance of a mediator who is also a trained attorney. Litigation, while sometimes perceived as confrontational, can also be a structured process to resolve disputes with the representation and advocacy of a lawyer. Types of divorce mediation in Connecticut. In Connecticut, the two primary types of divorce mediation are interest-based, facilitative, mediation and evaluative mediation. Both styles serve the same fundamental purpose, to aid divorcing couples in reaching an agreement, but they differ in methodology and the mediator's role. Interest-based, facilitative, mediation. The role of the mediator in facilitative mediation is as follows. 1. Facilitator, the mediator encourages open dialogue and helps the couple communicate more effectively. 2. Neutral guide, the mediator does not take sides or make decisions but helps the couple explore their interests and options. 3. Information clarifier, the mediator ensures that both parties understand the legal framework and the implications of their decisions. 4. Document preparer, if the mediator is an attorney, they may draft the divorce agreement and prepare the necessary legal documents, while maintaining their neutral role. Evaluative mediation. Evaluative mediation is more directive than facilitative mediation. The mediator plays a more active role in shaping the outcome of the mediation. 1. Assessor, the mediator assesses the strengths and weaknesses of each party's case and provides opinions on the likely outcomes in court. 2. Advisor, the mediator may suggest settlement options and advise on fair and equitable resolutions. 3. Reality checker, the mediator helps the parties understand what a court might decide, thereby framing expectations for what constitutes a reasonable agreement. The steps involved in mediation sessions. Mediation sessions in Connecticut follow a structured process, which typically involves the following steps. 1. Introduction. Each session begins with setting an agenda and re-establishing the rules of conduct. 2. Information gathering. The mediator collects all relevant information, including financial data and any necessary documentation. 3. Issue identification. The parties identify all issues that need to be resolved, such as asset division, child custody, and spousal support. 4. Brainstorming. The mediator encourages the parties to generate a wide range of possible solutions without judgment. 5. Negotiation. The parties evaluate options and negotiate with each other, with the mediator facilitating the discussion. 6. Resolution. Once the parties have agreed on the terms, the mediator summarizes these agreements. Concluding the mediation, marital settlement agreement. After the mediation process in Connecticut, when the parties have reached an agreement on all matters, the mediator drafts a marital settlement agreement. This document outlines all the terms of the agreement, including the division of assets, child custody arrangements, child support, and alimony. Divorce mediation is about coming together to find solutions rather than battling out differences. It's a process that places the power in your hands, with the support of a mediator who facilitates open communication and mutual understanding. The McConnell Family Law Group is composed of professionals who can guide you through the mediation process with clarity and compassion. If you're ready to take a step towards resolving your divorce with dignity and mutual respect, reach out to a divorce mediation lawyer from the McConnell Family Law Group. We're here to provide guidance and support as you work with your spouse toward a constructive agreement. Take the first step towards a less adversarial divorce today. Schedule a consultation at 203-541-5520.